You're listening to SBS News.
For retirement to be enjoyable, being free of financial stresses and strains is important. But as the chill winds of the current economic slump wreak havoc with the share market and keep interest rates low, many Australians are concerned about how they will fund their retirement. Ian Henschke is the Chief Advocate of National Seniors Australia and outlines some of the biggest concerns.
Would they have enough savings to last out their lives, and also would they have enough there to pay for adequate aged care and health costs, which we know rise as you get older? So it's a worrying time for seniors in particular.
And Australians who are yet to reach retirement age are also feeling concerned about what the economic slowdown will do to their retirement income. The study by Colonial First State found many Australians expect they may have to work past their expected retirement age due to the pandemic. And those aged between 35 and 49 years of age were the most worried about their financial well-being once they've retired. Kelly Power is the General Manager of Product at First State, and she says there's reason to feel concerned.
So we heard that about a quarter of Australians feel like they're going to have to delay their retirement or work longer. So absolutely that is an issue, particularly if you can't work longer, so therefore you'll be forced to rely on less income in retirement.
And with rising unemployment, there's every chance many older Australians may not be able to get as much work as they'd like to supplement their savings. The situation for women in particular is already not a good one in terms of retirement. They're already well behind men, as Ms. Power explains.
Women retire on average with $90,000 less than men, and that's a result of them taking time off to have children or just generally having lower incomes on average. So that was an issue coming into the pandemic, and it will emerge a greater issue coming out of the pandemic because our research has shown that women predominantly have saved less during the pandemic.
It's not hard to find women happy to comment either. The first is yet to reach retirement age, and the second has already retired but is still working.
A bit worried because also the balance, you know, the superannuation fund now is, you know, the share market has been down, the fund is going a bit low. Yeah, it's a bit worried to be. Yeah, I have to work a bit longer. I plan to.
Pensions haven't gone up that much either. So if you've got the work and enjoy the work, then you may as well do it. And I do, and I enjoy it.
As unemployment rises, though, the chances of working after retirement age are probably becoming more difficult. Ian Henschke says that is putting even more pressure on older Australians.
They're in real difficulties because they know that their money's not going to last as long as they predicted. Many older Australians had invested in what they thought were blue chip shares to provide an income stream. That, of course, has now had a changed pattern as well. So the real worry for older Australians at the moment is how long their savings will actually last. And they know that if they end up on the pension, that it's very difficult to live on the pension, especially if you don't own your own home.
There are ways of ensuring your retirement income can be boosted. Even a small amount put towards your retirement can pay big dividends if you start early enough. Kelly Power explains how a little can go a long way.
It's challenging for people to put additional money into their super. A lot of people are struggling day to day to make ends meet. That said, a small top up now can have a major impact when you hit retirement age. So $10 a week now can equate to $25,000 if you're 30 and you're putting away that $10.
Making a little go a long way may be even more important than ever once the world's economy emerges from the current crisis. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. John Baldock, SBS News.